Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
So I totally forgot that the Super Bowl was on Sunday.
You? Shocker.
Jer on sports. Yeah, like Nick Nack brought it up yesterday. She's like, what are we doing for the Super Bowl? I'm like, oh, God. When's that?
Yeah.
She's like, Sunday. I was like, really? I was like, what time?
Days away.
He's like, it's like at 4:30. I was like, is it always at that time? She's like, yeah, pretty much. It's always at that time.
It's
like, really? It's not earlier in the day?
This is actually earlier than typical football games, so people can celebrate a little more. Already it's earlier.
All right. They are talking about how Super Bowl Sunday, this story pops every year. It's the second biggest pizza day of the year, only behind New Year's Eve. That's the day when people be loading up on pizzas. It's a good day to be working at Domino's.
I know.
Or
not a good day.
I wonder if they give you like time and a half at those pizza places.
I hope they do.
On the busy days, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, and I'm sure time goes quicker because you're so busy, right?
Bingo, like,
that's
bango.
Usually how it works.
Bingo,
but.
Bango. Do Americans care who wins the Super Bowl? Something like 50% of Americans don't really care who wins this year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Nobody's kind of like, everyone's like, ho-hum, whatever.
Yeah.
I forgot who was in it.
It's Seattle and New England. But it's
sports.
Funny, though, like,
I still think Tom Brady's playing.
I know you do. You've said it multiple times. But I'm a huge sports fan, and I don't know if I'm going to watch the Super Bowl this
there's
year.
There's other things, like,
I've
got to live my life.
I typically go to a big party. I'm actually supposed to go to a big party. I'm just contemplating whether or not I want to because it's
food,
my
Katie.
Well, I know,
the
but
food.
Sunday's my hiking day now, and it's been so nice. And it's like, never do we get to hike in February, but it's just been beautiful in Colorado. And so I'm really just wondering whether even I want to watch it or not.
I know. For sure, I want to do something else. There was talk of maybe going to my sister's house, but now I think my mom's sick. We're going to do like a family get together, but so I don't know if that's going to pan out. Now it sounds like maybe my mother-in-law might come by or something. Oh, Lord, help me. So I'll definitely be trying to do something else. I'll be down in the basement, continuing to finish the basement. There is a massive list out this morning of those 50% of Americans who don't really care and probably aren't going to be watching the Super Bowl this year. This list is like surveying people. What the heck do you do if you're not watching the big game and all the commercials? Which, side note, I've already seen like almost all the commercials that are coming out.
And see, that's the thing, too. Like, you used to have to wait for that. I mean, the commercials were the best part of the game.
You see the new movie trailers?
If your team wasn't in it, that's what you watched for. And now they're all over the internet. I've seen, Guy Fieri, his whole thing, the shtick of when he's now an old man, like, he doesn't have a signature look. Like, I've seen that so many times. I'm just like, it's not going to hit me the same way.
It's not funny now.
It's not funny now. It's not funny. So you're right. Like, that kind of takes part of the, you know,
the suspense out of it, the excitement. Yeah. And again, like, the movie trailers has always been my favorite part of it because all of a sudden you see a trailer for something that you're like, oh my God, I didn't know that was coming out.
Yeah.
But I get onto the YouTubes and just watch them all beforehand. So anyway, this whole list of what are you going to be doing instead of watching the game, a lot of people are saying they're just going to go to the gym and work out because there's probably not going to be that many people there.
Uh-huh.
It's a good time to get your lift on, bro.
Yes.
Got nobody to spot me, though, bro.
I'm all on swole.
Lightweights today. It's cardio day, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of people going to Costco. Hills to the yes.
That's when you go, Jeremy.
That's when you
That's
go.
That's your time.
And Katie, Trader Joe's also made the list. You were raving about TJ's yesterday.
Those pork ginger dumplings.
Good time to go get some of that. Get a dinner reservation at one of the hardest spots around.
Also a good idea.
Go bowling, made the list.
Okay.
Play video games and smoke a fatty, actually made a list.
A Super Bowl.
That's what it says right there, verbatim. I'm going to smoke a Super Bowl, said some one person. Getting their pot weed on. How about this one? Hosting a board game night with my friends?
That is lame. They can go bowling with those other people.
That is lame. Go skiing, although there's no snow up there. And anything else? This one's kind of cute. One woman surveyed says, my husband and I actually have our Valentine's Day date on Super Bowl Sundays. The fancy restaurants don't have TVs. We don't feel rushed. We can focus on each other and, again, get into the fancy places when it's not too busy.
Aww. That's what you do.
Aww.
Too bad for you. Nick Nack actually wants to watch the game.
I know, right? Yeah. And too bad for you. You're single. You can't do that.
Well, thanks.
It is time for PMI. We'll send you on your way this morning with a positive story, a minus story, and something just a little itty bitty teeny tiny bit interesting. Courtesy of JKJ. Katie, you got to pee today, don't you?
I have the minus, actually.
Josh, you got to pee today. Pee all over, Josh.
I got to pee today. I'm going to pee all over you guys. A woman in Pensacola, Florida actually ended up going missing this last week. Don't worry, it gets better. Because the cops, instead of bringing out a dog to find her trail, she was lost in a water-heavy area. I didn't know you could do this. They brought out an otter to help find her. Now, hear me out. Obviously, dogs, they smell very well, but otters can taste scents and smells in the water a lot better than a dog could, obviously. So they brought out little Splash to come and help the search party. Now,
oh, his name's Splash.
I know, it's the cutest
That's
thing
utterly ridiculous.
Aww. Jeremy.
Dad jokes.
They were able to find the girl without the otter's help this time. So she is okay. She's alive. Yeah. She's okay and well. But this otter has been used on 20 different cases so far and has been able to find 6 missing people just by smell or tasting their scents.
Wow. That's cute.
How funny is that? Can you imagine being a missing person and then having a little
otter
roll up on you?
No, I did no
freak
idea.
Out.
That
he's going to bite me.
And I didn't know their senses were so, you know, intense that they were able to do that. I didn't know otter had game like that.
He's like, I tasted you.
Didn't know that. I tasted you.
He comes on with a little badge. Katie comes up to you.
Right? I'm here to find stuff. Otter
so
reporting
Officer
for duty.
Taste tester.
By the way, they have a picture of Splash on this website. He's freaking adorable.
I bet. He is. Yep. Yeah. I want to hug him.
So
okay. You want to bring it down a little bit?
Please.
Just a little?
Did the otter die?
No,
Splash!
No, the otter stays alive forever. So that's how that works out. But Sabrina Carpenter may get sued.
Oh.
By Miss Piggy.
Kermit!
I know! Okay. Maybe I'm being a little dramatic, but the big thing is they've got the new premiere of The Muppet Show that happened on February 4th on Disney Plus and ABC. They brought The Muppet Show
they
back,
sure
right?
did.
So they had a big deal about it. Miss Piggy and Sabrina Carpenter got to get on stage and perform. And it's pretty funny, actually, because they were interviewing Miss Piggy and they asked her, they're like, are you a little intimidated? Are you intimidated by Sabrina Carpenter? And she's like, she's intimidated by me. Well, actually, don't ask her that, though. Just take my word for it. She was very intimidated. So, you know, Miss Piggy, she's got jokes all the time. But at one point, Sabrina was telling her, she was like, you know, Miss Piggy, I love you. I've always loved you. And I've modeled my whole act after you. In fact, my whole look, I modeled it after you. And Miss Piggy responded with, yeah, you don't think I noticed? My lawyers will be contacting you. So,
oh, no.
Miss Piggy's got some jokes, too. But it was hilarious. And if you haven't seen The Muppet Show on Disney Plus and ABC, I highly encourage it. I think your kids are going to love it. I think the family's going to love it. And it's a good thing to check out. Why are you
Why
looking
is this
at
a
me
minus?
Like that, Jeremy? Because Miss Piggy was going to sue Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh.
But then I turned
There's
it.
There's a weird twist
I turned
in
it and I made it fun. See how I did that there? Like, kind of minus. Just a little minus for Friday because we don't want to bring them down too much.
Waka
it's
waka.
Friday. Thank you. See you. We're back
Here's
again.
Miss Piggy.
Yay.
Miss Katie's coming there, coming in hot with the jokes
buddy.
Today.
See?
Grimmie the Frog here.
I don't even need to get any audio
Miss
for this.
Piggy.
Just keep talking.
Miss Katie.
Do you know what Kermit said about the whole thing?
Don't let Katie do minus ever again.
There we go. That's exactly what he said.
It was
okay.
The worst minus ever.
No, it wasn't.
Miss Katie?
It was a Friday minus because we don't want to bring him down
okay.
too much. It's just a little baby.
Okay.
It's a medium minus.
Let's move on to the
medium.
Interesting.
There we go. Let's
Should I do the
that.
Interesting
do
like
it.
This for the entire time?
Don't. Please.
No, God.
No.
This is gonna hurt my throat.
I know. I'm already done with it.
I might sue myself.
Yeah.
Let's wrap things up with the interesting, with the Olympics starting up. A new report found that those medals that they place upon the athletes are actually worth a little bit of cheddar. Gold and silver prices are through the roof this year, so somebody did break down what each medal would be worth if you melted it down. Now, the gold medal's about $2,300 each. They would be worth a lot more if they were solid gold. Not a lot of people know this, just the outer layer is gold.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The rest of it is silver. So inside it's silver, but it's just got a gold casing on it. The silver medal's about $1,400, although silver prices are dipping way back down lately, so that's going to drop too. And then how about this? If you come in third place and you get that bronze, that medal, if you take it to the pawn shop, it's worth about $5.60.
Oh, no.
Miss Piggy. They're actually made of copper, not bronze, and it's worth way less than silver and gold.
They're not even bronzing those babies up. Like,
they're
that's
copper.
Crazy.
That sucks.
$5.60.
You can get that at Five Below.
Yeah. Right? Right?
What the heck?
Here you go, guys. There's your PMI this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100.